I'm Lisa DeLay, and you're listening to the Spark My Muse podcast. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Lesson 22 of Soul School, What Causes Rebirth of the Heart? And rebirth is one of the main themes I'm going to be encountering in March as part of the Sin Create effort I'm doing with James Prescott and anyone else who wants to come along. If rebirth is a topic you enjoy in general, you can create something that has to do with rebirth in any format, whether it's a blog post, a movie, anything, a podcast episode, and just use the hashtag SynCreate, S-Y-N, create, put it out in a digital format on Twitter with a link or Facebook, and we'll look for it and we'll spread it around and share it for you too. So what causes rebirth of the heart, and what do we even mean by rebirth? I was thinking about this a lot and realizing just how universal this actually is. Sometimes Christians, there are a lot of Christians who listen to this, and Christians think we have the corner on the market for rebirth sometimes. But of course, Buddhism talks about rebirth and even reincarnation. There are a lot of names this goes by. We think of being born of the spirit, and we think of being born again, a conversion experience or an awakening or waking up. John Wesley, famous Methodist founder, was an Anglican preacher, had been studying theology even since boyhood, and had come to a great knowledge and understanding of many of the things of God. But it wasn't until well into adulthood when he had a conversion experience that he described as his heart being strangely warmed. And this eventually led to the Methodist movement and the Methodist denomination and revival experiences and revivalism, which really drew on a personal salvation experience where people have a conversion experience that has an emotional element to it, has a component that is not just a cerebral ascension to belief, but something that involves the senses and an emotion and an experience of inviting Jesus into your heart. And this is also a kind of an awakening. And there are lots of other descriptions that we use for this sort of thing, regeneration. And really, if we look at this, this can apply to things beyond spirituality and beyond religious belief too. We can have awakenings to new ways of life or new ways of seeing things. It crosses over cultural barriers and even religious barriers, because in other religious traditions, there's words that are used as well. And I want to talk about, in the lesson two that I've created for this, which is available for Varsity Club participants, what is actually happening in the brain when this happens and why it's so important. There's actually four main reasons why this is so important. So if this topic in general interests you, I'm going to invite you to come over to sparkmymuse.com for lesson 22 and get involved with the second part of this lesson. And firstly, I'll talk about in lesson 22 is the five ways that we have for what causes rebirth in the heart. Five ways that bring about this rebirth that I've noticed, and there might be more ways, but these seem to be the primary ways, are a new knowledge that lands very deeply within, and we can apply it very quickly. So we might be going along in life and suddenly new information, new knowledge comes along and it sinks in and we can absorb it very quickly and it can apply to our lives pretty much immediately. This can create a new awakening or a rebirth or even a born again type of experience. And that's a major way that a rebirth can happen. And a second way is awe. When we experience awe. Now, springtime is just about here where I live in North America, and some of the young life in the animal world are coming out, little fawns and rabbits and things like that. Young life is coming and things are springing up. And pretty soon in the United States, we have what's called daylight savings time, where the clocks spring forward, and that means that sunrise starts earlier, and we get an extra, what seems like an extra hour of sunlight in the day, and so everything seems to be light for a longer amount of time. And that brings about what appears to be, anyway, a lot more life, because we're awake for a longer amount of time in sunlight. And what astronauts have noticed when they go out into outer space and they look back and they see Earth, and they see it from far away, they are shocked and awed by the magnificence of the Earth, or maybe even the vastness of it and the themselves in proportion to it, and maybe how beautiful and how fragile it is in a sense. And they often experience this amazing sense of awe and have an encounter with God in a new way, or the Creator, or they have an encounter with wanting to preserve the Earth ecologically in a way they never had before, because they're so overwhelmed in a way they haven't been, and they don't have categories anymore for what they're experiencing. And that brings about a kind of rebirth of the heart. So that's a second way. A third way that people experience rebirth of the heart, is through specific insights. And so you might go out in nature, for instance, and something will just strike you very powerfully, the way the world works, perhaps. Or maybe you'll experience an art form like a film or a song or something that will just give you a stroke of insight that you haven't had before, and that will strike you, and it'll create some kind of rebirth or new life or new perspective in your heart. That's definitely happened to me before in forms of art. A fourth way is a forced perspective, and this is an interesting one, because certain circumstances or events will come along. They might be positive, oftentimes they're negative though, and it will force a perspective on us that we will not have encountered in some other fashion. So this forced perspective will cause a kind of rebirth, and now it might not feel like a rebirth immediately, but in hindsight, as we look back, we'll realize that birth was a painful birth, or a breech birth perhaps, but it caused new life and new insight and a kind of new beginning that we might have never been able to have in some other way. And then finally, the fifth way a rebirth of the heart can happen is through suffering, or a wilderness period of time. And that is the season of Lent that some of us are celebrating in the Christian tradition, and either celebrating in a very formal way, or in just subtle ways, or in sort of peripheral ways before Easter, in the 40 days and the Sundays before Easter. And in wilderness periods of our lives, there's a lot of time to have this underground rebirth experience before the sprout comes out of the ground and new life starts. Sometimes there's suffering involved. Sometimes there's a wilderness period of time. And what's really fascinating is this is kind of like the hero's journey that Joseph Campbell talked about. If you look at all of the major prophets that have cropped up in world history, they all went through a wilderness period of time. If you think about Moses in the Bible, he was out in the wilderness tending sheep. He had been a prince, and he ran away after he killed an Egyptian. And he was in the wilderness for quite some time, and then he has this epiphany experience, and then he goes back to free his people from slavery. And then Jesus has a big-time wilderness experience, and then he sets off in his mission as the Messiah and the great teacher that became the Savior of the world. And all the other major prophets go through a wilderness time too. It's almost as if suffering brings about new life in a person's heart and mind, and they have to go through this purifying experience for new life to begin. And that might be something that you experience too. So remember, if you're suffering or you're going through a wilderness period of time, rebirth is probably just around the corner, or just underground, waiting to sprout up and bloom in your life. And it's part of the journey that we're all on, a journey that we go on repeatedly in cycles very often. And that's why Lent is this powerful season that happens yearly that reminds us that wilderness times and times of suffering and struggle don't just happen once in a lifetime. They will happen in seasons and in cycles, and they will come and go. And spring is actually unstoppable. You can't make it winter forever. There's nothing you could do to keep winter here all the time. Spring is actually unstoppable. If you wanted winter to stay all the time, you'd have to live in extremely northern or extremely southern places. But almost everywhere in the world, spring will always come. And that's my word of encouragement for you today. So your homework, if you decide to do it, is to encounter spring in a new way. Seek out ways that you can have rebirth in your heart through the five ways that I've mentioned. Maybe listen to this lesson over again and see which of the five ways might be an avenue for you to find rebirth. If this topic itself interests you, about what's happening in the brain, what's actually happening in the brain when we encounter rebirth, or why it is so important that it happens, there's four reasons why. I've delineated those reasons. I invite you to join Varsity Club this month. Go to sparkmymuse.com and click on the link to be part of Varsity Club to support the show and get a lot of extra material. Thank you so much for joining me, and I wish you blessing today.